Mark chapter number 5. Let's go ahead and pray again before we let the Word of God deal with our heart. Father, we love you and thank you, and we come to you again as a needy people, not worthy to hold your Word, handle your Word, preach your Word, teach your Word, but Lord, we want to hear from you through your Word. Lord, bless the message today. Bless the hearts of the hearers. Lord, change us all for your honor and your glory. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mark chapter number 5, I want to read down through here just a little ways. And they came over, beginning in verse number 1, they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarene. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. I want to look at a few things before we get into the rest of the message here. And the first thing I want to look at in verse number 2, he had an unclean spirit. And the reason I want to talk about that unclean spirit is that this world is full of unclean spirits. And you notice it says he had an unclean spirit, and then he said he had many devils. He was full of the devils. So we know the unclean spirit, there's a Holy Spirit from God, and there's an unholy spirit of the devil. Well, the Holy Spirit of God brings you the things listed in the Bible, the fruit of the Spirit. The unholy spirit brings the things that God lists against in that same passage. But it's an unclean spirit. And I had recently told you all, I don't remember who all was here and who wasn't, but I had the opportunity to preach this place here a while back, and the guy that preached after me, he preached on the book of Psalm, talking about music, and any old music will do. Music doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter what music is. It's a matter of the words. Well, I was saved out of filthy, worldly, garbage music, and I know the difference between good, godly music and filthy music. Amen. So I don't know if this guy was saved young, and he just doesn't realize there's a deal, or the spirit of compromise got him, but there's a difference in the music. And when you're singing The Old Account Was Settled and Amazing Grace, and you feel the Lord moving, you feel the Holy Spirit's approval on it, amen, you can tell that God's being pleased with it. And there's a big difference in that and a big old flesh fest. This world's nothing but a big flesh fest. It's carnal. But this guy had an unclean spirit. And even a man with an unclean spirit could identify Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And I say that to say this, you have to be careful when witnessing to people that just because they say they believe Jesus existed and assuming they're saved. Because salvation is hooked to repentance and calling on Christ and trusting in and believing on the death, burial, and resurrection. The devil believes Jesus Christ is real. The devil believes Jesus Christ rose again, amen? But the devil's not saved. You know why? Because God's not even going to give him repentance anymore. He's not going to give him an opportunity to repent. And now repentance, again, I want to define that. Repentance is not turning from all your sins. It's turning from whatever you're trusting in and trusting in Jesus Christ. It's changing your mind about trusting you and trusting religion and trusting your works or whatever and trusting the finished work of Jesus Christ. It's a change of mind that changes your heart, that changes your direction. And I believe with true repentance will bring you a desire to be holiness, to be holy. That being said, we're a mess. But God's going to fix us one of these days. But this man in this passage had an unclean spirit. Look at verse 3 and 4. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. He had an unclean spirit. He had unbelievable strength. Now, I want you to be careful, and I want you to be cautious and be mindful of this when we speak about this morning, because the devil at this point is not some weakling that some bozo on the internet or some bozo on TV is going to knock out or punch out or anything like that. The only reason those guys are able to get away with saying stuff like that is because they're on the same side the devil's on. The only person that could defeat the devil is God Himself. And Jesus Christ, the Word of God, defeated the devil with the words of God. Amen? So, the unclean spirit, and he had an unbelievable strength. And the devil is showing his unbelievable strength in this world today. You got to be careful. We'll talk about this a little more and as we get into the message, but you got to be careful and spiritually discern the things that are going on around you. And I said that before, I'll say it again. I don't really care who you vote for. I wonder if you're saved if you vote one way, but I'm not going to say which way. You figure it out. But I'm not telling you to vote, not to vote, any of that stuff. But I'm telling you this, you better spiritually discern what's going on, because both sides have been infiltrated with wickedness. Amen. This country has been totally enveloped and invaded by wickedness. This world is full of the unclean spirit and unbelievable strength. The devil has an unbelievable strength, and the devil has an unbelievable ability, like he did in the garden, to beguile people. To beguile people. And you have to be careful. You have to spiritually discern things, and you have to compare things with Scripture and Scripture with Scripture and say, hey, does that match up with the Word of God? Does this man's actions and this man's words, this woman's actions, this woman's words match up with the Word of God? More importantly, you have to look and say, do my actions and my words match up with the Word of God? Amen? What the devil wants us to do is get so, well, there's lots of things he wants you to do, but one of the ways he works is get so involved in red or blue or right or left that you forget about your walk with Jesus Christ and the fact that you are probably your worst enemy most of the time anyway. And it doesn't really matter who gets in the White House or the outhouse or whatever you want to call it at this point. It doesn't really matter to the Lord, because He's not going to be surprised and He's not going to be overwhelmed by either decision. Amen? He still wins. He won on Calvary, and He wins in the book of Revelation. We understand that. It started in the book of Genesis with the devil attacking the words of God, and it ends over there with the Word of God destroying the devil. Praise the Lord. Even so come, Lord Jesus. But this man had an unclean spirit. He had unbelievable strength. And in verse number 5, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. He had an unsafe lifestyle. You wonder what's going on around the world. You wonder what, I mean, good night, it's getting crazier and crazier. I just can't believe the amount of fishing tackle people are wearing on their body. I can't believe it. It's just crazy. I mean, if things go bizarre, if they go over to Springfield, they'll probably use them for bass lures. I don't know, but it's crazy stuff. Either that or spears. I don't know what they're doing over there, but it's crazy stuff. The world's just getting crazier and crazier. You know what people are doing? They are hurting themselves. They are marking themselves. They are marring themselves. They are, instead of wanting to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, they're taking their visual appearance the opposite direction. You say, well, preacher, that's mean. Well, I mean, it's just the truth. Who in the world would want to go to that kind of pain and spend that kind of money and go through that kind of distress to mark themselves up and do that kind of stuff? And it's everywhere. It's becoming commonplace. It's becoming commonplace. You know why? Because the world has an unclean spirit. The world is being led by a spirit of compromise, a spirit of fornication, a spirit of wickedness. It's just crazy stuff. And that the devil has an unbelievable strength. We can't imagine or match his strength, but God will, can, has, and will again. And there was an unsafe lifestyle this man had. And you know what happened in verse number 15? You jump down to verse 15, and when Jesus Christ cleaned him up, verse number 15 says, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. You know what happened when the Lord cleaned him up? He calmed down. He was sitting and clothed. They were used to this guy. They were used to this maniac running around, causing trouble, doing all this crazy stuff. And here they finally, they run into him again. He's sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he's sitting there calmly. Calmly. He's not going out on Friday and Saturday night to the booze joints anymore. He's not hanging around with the dead folks. He's putting a focus on hanging around with the live, the living. He's not going to the rock concert on Sunday morning and calling it church. Amen. He's calmed down. Notice something else. We'll read this verse again. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. He calmed down and he covered up. Amen. He covered up. When Jesus Christ got a hold of him, he covered himself up. You know why he covered himself up? Because he recognized his guilt. He recognized the filth of the flesh, and he covered himself up. Amen. You know what happened in the garden? Well, they make their little fig leaves, and God comes along and says, that's not enough. And you know what God did? He covered them up. So when people get right with God and they're sitting at the feet of Jesus, guess what they do? They calm down and they cover up. So when you're looking around this world and you're thinking, we probably all have relatives doing this. We all have nieces, nephews, whatever. They're running around like they're going to the swimsuit contest or whatever. You know, running around Walmart and dressing in their underwear and their bath clothes and their night-night clothes and all that stuff. You know, running around with either their flip-flops or their Crocs or their house slippers that look like they've been running through the mud for 4 years. They're going to take those things home, walk through their house in them afterwards, by the way. But anyway, they got their house slippers on. They got all this stuff on or they got nothing on. Amen. Oh, she's so cute. She's dressing for the devil. I mean, you got 10, 12-year-old girls running around there, ain't got enough. You couldn't take their clothes and make a good full suit for a mosquito, amen? She's so cute. She's just so beautiful. She's so classy. I heard this the other day. They were talking about the people, one of the reporters, a male reporter and a female reporter that happened to be on the conservative side, and they were saying, one of the commenters said, they're just class. And I'm thinking, that's not class. That's filth on the conservative side. Amen. Their language, their outfits, their actions, their heart is wicked. They're lost, probably lost on their way to hell. They're believing some unbelievable religious stuff, but they're not saved. And people say, boy, they're classy. Remember when it used to be classy when people were covered up? Amen? Used to be classy. When this guy got saved, he got right with the Lord. He's sitting at the feet of Jesus. He calmed down and he covered up. So when you're looking around, you've got to identify what's going on around you. It's not all okay. Most of this stuff out here is a big mess. And, you know, we all have folks that we probably come to mind when I say that, but how in the world, talk about that school shooting down there, how could a dad let his kid have that gun? Okay, I agree with that. But look at what the families are doing with their children now. They're handing them over to the devil and running with it. Well, she's got a 4.0. Yeah, she's got 0.40 clothes on. Well, he's got a 4.2. Well, that's his IQ too, you know, amen? We've got some problems in this world. The problem is because of unclean spirits, because the devil is the God, little g, God of this world, and things are not right. When you get to heaven, ladies, you're probably all, especially us guys, because we get old, ugly, you ladies always stay 29 and all that stuff, but, you know, you ladies, you get to heaven, you'll finally be maybe 33 forever, something like that. But I got some bad news. It's really good news for you, but it may break your heart in this carnal world. There won't be any swimsuit contest for you. So even though you think you're going to be the perfect body, you're going to be the perfect age and all this stuff, you won't have the desire to show off and to be a lust magnet anymore, amen? That's what's wrong with this world. It's all about the flesh. It's all about self instead of about the Savior. This man was running around naked, hanging out with the dead, hurting himself. And when he met Jesus Christ and realized who he was and he got the bad stuff out of his life, he calmed down and he covered up. And you know what he did then? That verse says, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. You know where he was sitting? He calmed down, he covered up, and he camped out at the feet of Jesus Christ. How many people y'all meet throughout a month that say, I'm saved, but I don't go to church? I won't go to church because somebody took my parking spot. Somebody took my seat. The preacher didn't shake my hand one day. They've got an excuse because the devil's going to give you a million excuses to stay out of church, amen? He gives me 40, 50 of them every Sunday morning, amen? They give me 45 today. I'm still here, amen. You know how you defeat 45? With a 66, amen, 66 caliber. But the thing is that the guy calmed down, he covered up, and he camped out the feet of Jesus Christ. You know what he did? He wanted to be with Jesus Christ. You know why? Because he realized everything before he met Jesus Christ was lost, and he wanted to figure out what he'd been missing. Isn't it sad that people get saved oftentimes, and they won't know because they didn't go to church, they didn't read the Bible, they didn't pray, they didn't witness, they didn't do anything for the Lord, and they won't realize till the judgment seat of Christ what they were missing. This fella got right, got cleaned up, calmed down, covered up, camped out at Jesus' feet. Camped out at Jesus' feet. Verse 18, it says, "And when he was coming into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him." He calmed down, covered up, camped at Jesus' feet, and he was compelled to be with the Lord. He didn't want to be away from Jesus Christ. This guy would have been an amazing church member. You know why? Because he wanted his fellowship to be as good as it could be. He wanted to walk with Jesus Christ. This guy was the type of guy that if he'd walked through the week and he'd missed, gotten a mess and he got out of the will of God, he's the kind of guy that during a church service, he wouldn't wait. He was the kind of guy that he wouldn't wait for the altar call. He wouldn't wait for it. He would get right with God right there in his seat. He'd want to be with Jesus Christ. He didn't want anything between him and the Lord. He had the relationship, but he didn't want to break fellowship. And he wanted to do everything he could to maintain fellowship with Jesus Christ. You know what's wrong today? People want to do everything they can to maintain fellowship with the world instead of maintaining fellowship with Jesus Christ. This guy was not that guy. This guy wanted to walk with Jesus Christ. He wanted Jesus Christ to be with him everywhere he went. He wanted to be walking with the Savior every step of the way. And if you're not walking with Jesus Christ every step of the way, you're going to be going the wrong way. This guy calmed down, he covered up, he camped at Jesus' feet. He was compelled to be with the Lord. And I'm getting to the end of this. I know it's going to be probably a short message, but you got to pay attention and understand that this guy, even though he started out wrong, he was wicked as a devil, he got right, and he walked right, talked right, dressed right, was right, had a desire to be right. He was compelled to be with the Lord. Verse 19, it says, "Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." Verse 20. "And he departed and began to publish in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel." He calmed down. He covered up. He camped out at the feet of Jesus. He was compelled to be with the Lord. And he was compelled to brag on the Lord. Look at verse 20 again. "And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel." You know why people don't look at the church the same way as they did 60 years ago? Because people have lost the compulsion. They've lost the drive to brag on Jesus Christ. I believe that Christianity, quote-unquote Christianity as a whole, has become so carnal, so worldly, that they don't have the leading of the Spirit of God to brag on Jesus Christ. You know what Jesus Christ said about the Holy Spirit? He said, "When the Spirit comes, it'll testify of me." So you got these people out there, they say they're Spirit-filled, and they talk about everything but Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection, salvation. They talk about everything but bragging on Jesus Christ and lifting Him up. They talk about everything but looking toward His coming. I'm waiting. I hope He comes back today. Amen. Let the casserole burn. Let's get out of here. Amen. The Jehovah's Witness can eat that spaghetti stuff down there, whatever's in there. I praise the Lord. I want out of here. I'm ready to go now. But he was compelled to brag on the Lord. You know what I think sometimes? This world, and I understand that we're living in a different world, and I'm not making excuses for us. I understand that it's more difficult to find clean. It's more difficult. The battle is intensified. The opposition is mounted in such a way that everywhere you go and everywhere you turn, there's just wickedness and spiritual attack. And I understand all that. But why give up? Why give up? This guy didn't have a Bible even. He didn't have a complete Bible. You know what he knew? Jesus was the answer. He didn't even probably know that one day there'd be a judgment seat of Christ. You do know. Amen? And the judgment seat of Christ is not to judge whether you're lost or saved. It's to judge whether you live for the Lord, whether you were compelled to sit at Jesus' feet, whether you're compelled to be with the Lord and walk with Him, whether you were compelled to brag on Him because He is worthy. That's all there is. That's all there is. Oh, Donald Trump's going to save the world. Oh, Kamala's going to mess it up. Hey, how much worse can she make it? I mean, it's on the skids now. Amen? I promise you, if I could find a verse that says, we get out faster, I'll vote for her. Amen? Let the devil have his nightmare. But the whole world's focused on money and the price of eggs, the price of gas, the price of housing, the illegal immigration. I understand the devil wants to overwhelm you because he's wearing out the saints, but the saints are allowing themselves to be worn out by focusing on the things of the devil. All this stuff you're worried about is stuff the devil's doing. And guess what? God allowed it. God allowed it. If he wanted to stop it, he could have stopped it. I'm not a Calvinist, but he let the devil do this because this is a sin-cursed world. He lets the devil get away with all this stuff. He lets them cheat one way or the other. He lets God raises up, sits down. He allowed some presidents to be in this country. He allowed it because this country got what they asked for. Say, well, that's not the way they voted. I'm not talking about the way they voted. I'm talking about getting what you asked for. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. Most people are more like Kamala than they are who they think Trump is. Amen, amen, and amen. Most people are all about me, 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 me. Amen. Most people are conservative, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Bible, and all this, and pro this, pro that, anti this, anti that. And it comes to them, they're communists. Everybody owes them something, and they should have everything good. Amen. See, the devil's subtle. And that word subtle, it's not just tricky or quick. That word subtle means he's an expert. He's an expert at fooling people. He's an expert at getting your focus on YouTube instead of the Bible. He's an expert at getting your focus on Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden. And you're talking about somebody without focus, amen. But he's getting your focus on these people and the problems of this world. And you're spending all your time consumed with the works of the devil and not bragging on the works of Jesus Christ. So what if shut the banks down, you got no money? Times are tough, amen? You're still saved if you're saved, amen? They can't take that from you. They can take everything else, and the Lord might even let them, but they can't take your salvation, praise God. Say, well, this is going bad, this is going bad. Yeah, but I'm still saved. Jesus Christ still died. He was still buried. He still rose again. He still shed His blood. He still gave you a perfect Bible that you can open up and commune with Him on a daily basis. He gave you the ability to go to the throne of grace boldly and talk to the Creator. You might not get through to your congressman, but if you're right with God, He won't turn you away. And you know what? God's not doing things for money. He's not for sale. You say, well, neither is this guy. They're all for sale. They're all for sale. Sometimes it's not even money. Some of them are up for the highest bidder for praise. You know, I'm not talking about the blue side right now, amen? Amen. You say, well, he's standing and he's doing this. If everybody quit praising him, he'd quit. Amen. He would. And I'm not against a lot of the things he wants to do. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I'd vote the other way unless I thought the rapture had happened faster. I'm not saying any of that stuff. I'm just saying that men have an ulterior motive for almost everything. One of them is I'm going to have control and power, and the other one's I'm going to have praise and power. You know that saying, the flesh is never satisfied? When you got $1 billion, what else is left? What could you want? Well, that's not going to satisfy you. I mean, you can't pat yourself on the back enough to satisfy you, but you get other people to do it. I'm telling you, you've got to have some spiritual discernment. And I'm not saying to vote against either side or vote for either side. That's up to you. It's between you and the Lord. But I'm telling you, have some spiritual discernment and realize the only one you can trust is the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. It's better to trust the Lord and put confidence in man. You realize Donald Trump could get in there and he could want to do everything he wants to do, try the best he can, and still get nothing done? I'm going to tell you something. When Jesus Christ comes back, that's not going to be an obstacle for him. He's not going to come back with a plan and it's not going to happen. He's going to come back, the battle of Armageddon, cast the beast and the false prophet into a lake of fire, bind the devil for 1,000 years, and he's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron on the throne of David, and nobody is going to stop him. Nobody. And it doesn't matter how the votes are counted. It doesn't matter who gets to vote, because God already cast the determining vote in Revelation. He's coming back. The Democrats aren't going to stop him. The Republicans aren't going to stop him. The liberals aren't going to stop him. The libertarians aren't going to stop him. The sodomites aren't going to stop him. They're going to wish they could stop him, but they're not going to stop him. He's coming back. You know what he's going to find? He's going to find a mess, and he's going to fix it. A fix-it mess. He's the only one that can fix it. It's going to be huge, amen. It's going to be huge. Thank God for the Bible, because I realize he's calling us out of here, and it says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That means we're coming back too. Amen. But we're not coming back to the mess we're in now. We're coming back to the perfect rule and reign of Jesus Christ. And if you suffer with him, you shall also reign with him. We're coming back with being conformed to the image of Christ. We'll be able to think right for the first time. I'm not talking about segments of right. I'm talking about we'll be right because we'll be just like Jesus Christ. What a day that will be. This world's full of unclean spirits. And we just looked at what the unclean spirits do. Oh, there's an unbelievable strength hooked with it in the world, but it's an unsafe lifestyle. There's no rest. This guy found rest when he met Jesus Christ. He calmed down. He covered up. The reason the whole world looks like good night, man. What you do inside your house is your business, but some things should be kept a secret. Amen. Not just the women. Amen. Men running around, you know, I got to show off my pics, you know. Yeah, and your six-pack or keg or whatever that is, and thighs and all that stuff. Cover up. Don't let the devil win that battle. Say, well, that's just mean. That's legalist. No, a legalist would tell you you've got to do all this stuff to get saved. I'm telling you, you can be just as saved as you want and still live like the devil. I'm asking you not to. And realize what's going on around you is not normal. It's not right. It's not biblically, spiritually correct. It's not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. When he comes back, he's not just judging the rainbow crowd. You know, he's going to come back and judge the religious crowd. Amen. And the only way to get away from that judgment is by trusting Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. That man running around, cutting himself with stones, hiding out in the caves, running around naked, just a problem. Nobody could bind him. Nobody. No, they could. The fetters were broken. The chains were broken. There's no way they could shackle him. They couldn't tame him a bit. All the lawyers and the doctors and the jailers and the psychiatrists and the psychologists, they couldn't scratch the surface on this guy's problem, because his problem wasn't a physical problem. His problem was a spiritual problem. He had an unclean spirit, and this world is being driven and run by unclean spirits. And I'm not saying people don't have mental issues and stuff like that. I'm just saying that a lot of the stuff in this world is just an unclean spirit. Oh, little Susie is so cute in that Band-Aid running around out there in public. You know, most women under 40... are good with that. It takes the older ladies out there that really remember the way the world used to be before it slid plumb off into hell. It takes some people with some age, or people that are saved and read their Bible, to realize that a lot of stuff going on is not right with God. It's just not right. That being said, though, if your whole life's consumed with politics, you're not right with God. If you spend more time watching debate reruns than you do reading your Bible, you're not right with God. It's that simple. Please don't get caught up in this stuff and get overwhelmed with it and get so enveloped in it that you have no spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the day we're in, you have to have the walk with Jesus Christ so you can be calm. Amen? Amen. Father, we love you and thank you for your word and ask for your blessing on it.